Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What is your number? That's the game we're going to play right at the start here. If you're going to win in the NFL, you need to be good to very good in these three categories. Got to have a general manager who can bring in the players. Number two is the coach, the head coach. And by the way, I think the general manager, and I've said this dozens and dozens of times, and I'm not changing my mind, I think the general manager is more valuable, more essential, more important than the head coach and the quarterback. Yeah, I mean, if you're very good to great in those things, if Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman, News Talk 830 WCCO, Vikings lose 1917, and just you know, reminder what I heard at, I was at the Big Bank.
Boo.
Boo. He was putrid. He was feeble. He was inept until the last drive when he made simple, basic plays, right? It wasn't like he was eluding the ferocious pass rush and spinning around like a combo of Lamar Jackson, Francis Tarkenton, and throwing into small windows. He just made basic throws, which so far most of this year, he's 50% on.
It's a couple good throws in there, but nothing amazing. The one to Naylor on the sideline, got it over the defender, the touchdown pass.
Right. By the way, Naylor, buddy, turn up field.
Had about, that option.
And about eight more yards, right?
Brady mentioned that on the broadcast. Like he didn't even think he could.
Yeah. 53%. That's J.J. McCarthy's completion rate. So let's go to the top three. 0-10. Let's play the game. 651-461-9226. What is your number? Kwesi, KOC, and the, I want him to be a K, but we just can't do it. Oh, look at Susie. Oh, she grabbed my phone for me, too. Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you very much. Did you see who's on my phone? Charlie. Kid just got married. Every one of us in the family is Charlie on the cover of her phone. We still miss him so much. Let's go, Kwesi. 0-10, Dave Harrigan. I'm going to let you go first with the all three. I'm a giver.
Okay.
0-10, your belief that here's the bar, that you can win a Super Bowl with this individual in charge. On what we've seen so far and understanding that it doesn't happen right away, but Let's just get a quick preview of the quarterback. Accuracy matters. And I honestly, I know Ponder was a couple percentage points higher than McCarthy's rookie year. I don't remember the last quarterback more inaccurate than J.J. McCarthy is every damn game.
Josh Freeman for one glorious night in New York.
One game, but there were some. There were a lot of Freeman-esque throws yesterday afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Kwesi, 0 to 10. Dave Harrigan, your belief in him?
3.6.
I'll go 2.5. Okay, why are you 3.6?
There's been good things he's done, specifically along the defense, mostly bringing in free agents.
Yeah.
You'd like to see more hits, certainly in the draft. You'd like to see a lot more hits.
How about a couple good hits?
But there has been good signings. At least that's something.
Grenard, Van Ginkle, outstanding.
Yes.
Right?
Cashman, very good.
Outstanding. That one-off season, when you brought in those three defensive players, that is a tremendous defensive offseason. Because for me right now, those are your three best defensive players. I think Renard's one. I think Van Ginkle's two. And I think Cashman is a very close third. Who else is even in the mix? Smith is just not quite the same guy.
No.
There's nobody even in the debate. Those are clear-cut. They're three best players. But then this year, Hargrave and Allen, no. No, they're not living up expectations.
Wow. Hargrave week one, man.
Great. Great. That was
bottle that up.
Bottle that up. And then you want me to go through the draft? I mean,
we don't need to. Miss.
I mean,
miss,
who's yeah, like, miss. I mean, Addison, sure.
Yeah. Right? When he's available.
Yeah. When he's not racing somewhere.
Well, nice job catching the ball yesterday,
ooh,
Jordan.
Jesus.
Two bad drops.
Just awful drops, to be honest. Like the Aaron Jones one, and there are advantages both to TV and home, and I went because I'll get to it. I just did a great, great weekend, just busy. La-di-da, good for me, and my friend Mike Kelly invited me, and he's been inviting me forever, and I finally went. Sometimes the ineptness of JJ's throws stand out even more. In person, it's the cliche that we're all tossing on. He's got one speed in every throw. You can be 5 yards away from me, you can be the distance we are right now, or 50, and you nailed it. I mean, JJ, changeup, slider, Ephus pitch.
Little air under that
little
one.
Little softness to it, just boom. So he's a 2.5 now. They do have Kevin O'Connell, right?
It's true.
And, you know, and I know he's not a football guy. And then Ryan Grigson's like his main football guy. Ryan Grigson's track record with the Indianapolis Colts, dubious at best. Dubious at best. Let's get to KOC.
Mm-hmm.
The bar again is you have a guy where you believe you can win at a high level. And potentially go to a Super Bowl. That should be the bar, right?
Yes. Absolutely should.
Where are you 0 to 10 on Kevin O'Connell?
7.1.
I'm probably a little higher, but not much because of, I mean, KOC, I believe yesterday was the 10th game. And they finally incorporated this novel, rare wrinkle in the National Football League. Running the ball. You got a kid quarterback you're throwing him in the deep end too because he's throwing a lot of the offensive stuff at him.
He still threw the ball 32 times yesterday.
They ran it 20. Well, the two main guys ran it 22 times. I think they got to run it 6, 7, 8 more times. At least.
It's better than an incompletion.
Right.
Half of the passes right now are even the dirt.
Even that final drive where it's 3rd and 4, now they get the completion to Addison to keep the drive going. I'm just trying to say how consistent I am because they scored on this drive. 3rd and 4 to me was begging for a run. Because you're going for it, obviously. It's you're down six. And he's already run it twice on that series, once limited success, once with excellent success. And so I'll give him credit for running more. It shouldn't take this long. I mean, it's multiple years. It just shouldn't take this long. And then there are too many people I talk to and trust who cover this team who you just think, why are you throwing everything at the kid quarterback? You're throwing a lot at him. Now, maybe in December, all of a sudden, when people basically have decided after yesterday, it's all about learning about JJ the rest of the year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody really thinks they're going to. If they got to the playoffs in 9-8 and then lost in the first round, who cares?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Who cares?
You're not contending for the NFC North,
right?
Or NFC Championship.
If all of a sudden you get to December and you're building momentum and then you win a first round playoff game and McCarthy is moving in the right direction, then it's a care. But if you just get there and you just get summarily dismissed by the Rams or somebody else in this conference, come on. He clearly connects with the team. He's the modern type of coach. You know, the quarterback whisperer, if you're truly the quarterback whisperer, you have to develop a young quarterback, don't you? Because so far it's what here? It's Cousins, obviously. It's Darnold. I guess, you know, you said smart things to Daniel Jones. It was the passer now for the 3 weeks. You know, I mean, they clearly wanted Drake May, and they were right. Because Drake May might be the MVP of the league. He might be, if you can have any quarterback the next five years, because you still got Mahomes, you still got Burrow, you still got Allen.
Lamar.
But for the next 10 years, I'm picking one guy? I'm picking Drake May. But those other guys are still awfully good right now. And they offer what, two number ones on the next? They offer three number ones for Drake May. But, you know, to truly be the quarterback guy and the quarterback-friendly offense and the guy who can walk the line for being supportive and then also hold accountability, you got to develop the guy that you believed in enough that Kwesi and Grigson and all those guys said, okay, you see the guy we should move up for. Because the guy in Denver is 9-2.
He's pretty good.
He's 9-2.
Well, we talked with Collar on Friday, though. He talked about J.J. and the fact that he believes he gets the game plan. He understands what's happening. It's simply he can't hit an open receiver.
Well, let's just pause on that so we don't get too far behind. Because that is, okay, any of us, if you're over 25, okay, and you pay any attention to the NFL, you've seen other quarterbacks who are a bit overwhelmed in their first year. You know what they're overwhelmed by? The scheme, the not getting to that third wide receiver. And I know he has that too. But I'm sorry, take your pick of stud guy who was inept. Aikman was fairly inept. Peyton Manning fairly inept. A lot of these guys. They weren't wildly inaccurate like this guy is. And there were accuracy questions about him at Ann Arbor also. So let's get to McCarthy next, but I want you to play the game. 0 to 10, your belief in the three guys that you have to have if you're going to play January football. Simple as that. You better have a football personnel guy, GM, present football operations, who consistently gets you good players. And in the draft, he's an F in that area. Free agency, because they were so good that one offseason, maybe negates how bad this offseason is. But he's B minus there, maybe. Maybe if you want to even give him a B because those three guys all landed. You gotta have a minimum. I mean, in the league right now, it seems like you're always going to have two or three coaches that everybody wants, Dave. And then about seven or eight coaches you want no part of.
Yes.
Right.
So there's
10, and then there's about 20 some guys who, if they have the horses, they're going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in that group. I don't think O'Connell, no chance he's established himself to being one of the two or three guys. Got to win a playoff game. You know, you have to do it longer. I mean, McVay is the guy.
I was going to say, stop getting crushed by your mentor,
right,
McVay.
Right, right. I mean, Dan Campbell looks like one of the guys. I mean, obviously some of the established guys. And then the kid quarterback. What is your number for all these guys? 0 to 10, 651-461-9226. Plenty more than just the Vikings today, but there are about 3 million people in this state who paid attention to the Vikings yesterday. And so, silly me, I think we should appeal to that audience. Back in moments on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Among the techs, somebody's trying to give this organization, this regime, credit for Justin Jefferson. Oh, no.
I can't do that.
No. That was the Spielman-Zimmer. And let's just be honest how devoid of young, mid-level talent. Spielman's last 3-4 years drafting. Outside of Darrisaw and Jefferson, and those are just two absolute studs, okay? But we've done that list many, many times, the last 3-4 years of Spielman. That was D-level material. Now, if you want to say it's C because you get Justin Jefferson with the, what, 21st pick in the draft, 22nd pick in the draft, and you get Darrisaw, you know, fairly far down, fair. Kwesi's got who? Donovan Jackson? JJ, we have no idea about. But who else have they drafted where you say, that guy, he's a guy. Addison?
Yeah.
Sure. It's not.
It's too short.
It is a short list. That's why when you're chasing Hargrave and Allen, who clearly were very good players at times in their career, but when you're chasing defensive linemen who are interior big lugs like those guys, and they're late 20s, early 30s, oof, good luck. Now, you made the point about an established great quarterback and awful completion percentage. Mention that individual now.
Yeah, Josh Allen. I mean, he's a stud right now for the Bills, but year one, 2018, his completion percentage was a little under 53%. And that was the story on him coming into the league. People knew.
Exactly.
Not an accurate passer. He's got an absolute, you know, rifle for an arm.
Huge guy, too.
Yes.
Right?
Huge guy.
Four,
big, imposing. Yeah.
Yep.
But could not, you know, couldn't hit an open receiver. And he very much struggled early on. I think it was near 60% year two. And then, you know, you see it kind of tick up
yep.
to where he's now closer to 70.
That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, I think it's his second year. They come in here against a Zimmer-led defense that wasn't old at the time. And I think that was a game. Who did he hurdle? He hurdled maybe Barr or something like that and had a very good game. You're like, oh, my God, if Josh Allen's doing it against him. No. It's more than that. I know progress isn't linear, right? You don't just – in all aspects of life, it is extraordinarily rare – when you just go A, B, C, and don't go back to B, back to A before you get to C and all this. But my God, these are just basic, simple throws. And I'm going to talk about this when Chipper joins, Chip Scoggins at 205. I mean, they're asking questions after the game as if they're asking a high school quarterback about his fundamentals and why this is happening. And he was very patient. And he says all the buzzwords. I'm gonna go home and be thinking about this. I don't doubt his effort. I don't doubt a lot of guys' efforts, right? Unless it's so unbelievably blatant. But it is startling to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a game where they had, well, for this team, it's an amazing running game. For most teams, that's a good running game, right? Where they got 22 carries of the main guys for 115 yards. I mean, that's more than five a pop. And they were in some key points. But I thought the pass protection was excellent. I thought they handled the blitzes by the Bears well. And he's not helped, as you said, when Addison drops two, Hockenson drops one, the Jones throw. I'm sorry, it's not on Jones in any way. It was a Nolan Ryan heater. It was Paul Skeens heater. I mean, get out of here. But simple, basic throws, and if we got to hear again all about his fundamentals, this isn't peewee ball. Does he have some fundamentals established right here? By no means would I bench him. I never.
At this point, certainly not.
That thought never crossed my mind yesterday. It was definitely crossed the mind of people I was with yesterday. You need to ride this guy for a while. You need to find out, and then maybe you see a few, maybe next week's Lambeau, maybe things start to actually click. But you're 4-6 on a team where, let's not forget defensively yesterday, they started tackling better fourth quarter. They're tackling yesterday. Awful, I thought.
They had a couple rough ones in the fourth quarter, too.
Yeah, that's true. That one drive, yeah.
Third and 14 or whatever it was.
I mean, the time of possession was enormous advantage for the Bears. And I got the Caleb Williams is a stout man. But my God, how many times did they let him go? Five times? Six times?
It was a lot.
And the Bears have a very good running game, and they DeAndre Swift's very good. But that's another part. You want to see reasons why to not, if you're giving up on McCarthy, you're just giving up on him way too soon. I find that idiotic. And they don't have, I know Gopher Nation and Max Brosmer was the best quarterback at the U of M in decades. Very accurate, too, by the way. I mean, for Gopher quarterback, stunningly accurate. And that's what I'm saying. The idea, there were whispers at Michigan about, you know, he does everything right. He's our guy. He's nine. Nine appeared on Saturday. Now nine appears on Sunday. Maybe it has to be 18. Maybe it has to be 27. Maybe he has to triple this number situation here. But I'm not going to Brosmer right now. Are you?
No.
I think that's silly. And he doesn't need to sit more. He didn't play last year. Then he plays the two games, gets hurt. He needs to sit and watch now?
He needs to learn to throw an out route that doesn't sail into the bench and not give us PTSD after the game during the press conference when he sounds way too much like Christian Ponder.
Oof.
As long as he doesn't say easily correctable, I think we're okay.
That was like a therapy session. He was so wounded. A couple other points. We're going to get to our friend Blair Anderson. The kickoff situation.
Ooh.
The three guys who just, it looked like, again, sixth grade. Hey, just, I'm going to go get the ball. And the coach keeps saying, okay, I want you to angle towards him somewhat, okay? But you still need to say on that side of the field whether it's a design run to the top of the TV screen or not. And three guys, including Ivan Pace, who's just been a major disappointment this year, just all cut across the field.
Well, you got to teach them that the returner can use the whole field. Even if you kick it to one side, they're allowed to go to the other side.
It's also a very valid point to say just kick in the end zone. Just kick in the end zone, give them the great field position, and see. Now, I think Riker probably kicked it exactly where they want it.
I think so, too.
Like in the corner.
Hit him in the corner at the 2-yard line?
2-yard line.
I think that's the play.
You just. I actually do two, but there's a reason why, you know, the F word was clear from KOC towards the special teams coordinator. But again, like it's Mike Daniels, right? I think this is his name. Like he doesn't tell those guys to stay in the lane like 50 times a week. Come on, they know that. And then I checked the National Football League rules book. You're allowed to get a turnover. The Vikings forced 5 turnovers against the Bengals in that blowout. They have 4 turnovers the rest of the year. They are a minus 7. That's 29th in the league. They have 3 interceptions through 10 games. You know how many they had last year? 24. And the Bears have the most takeaways in the league with 22. So what a shocker. They're minus 2, and they lose the game. We'll get back to the Vikings. Lots of good texts coming, and we'll work those in also. Our friend, former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson, on multiple police issues in moments. Blair is always outstanding. On the radio, you know this is outstanding? When you have family and friends come over for the holidays. Or it's outstanding when you go to somebody else's house, excuse me, and you know they have Kinetico. They got a setup right there. And so when maybe you're bringing a dish that needs a little bit more food, needs a little bit more preparation, maybe they've got that great Kinetico drinking water system. This is Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended since when? 1987. You've heard so many people, so many media types who believe in this. You have so many friends, family members who've worked with Aquarius. They're reliable. I had an issue with the furnace recently. Boom. Aquarius absolutely nailed it. They can help your utility room. They can help with the water softener. But let's stay with this Kinetico drinking water system. 3 big glasses of water today, right away from that Kinetico drinking water system. Let's all stay hydrated right now with the best drinking water system out there. You can save up to 25%. It's worth a conversation. It's worth a visit. I've had one since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.